नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 3 यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट्स हिज मैसेंजर्स टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। तामस्ते वेदितुम इच्छामो यदि नो मन्यसे क्षमम् नारायणेति अभिहिते मा बहिर इति आययुर्द्रुतम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। As soon as the sinful Ajamil uttered the name Narayana, these four beautiful men immediately arrived and reassured him, saying, Do not fear. We used to know about them from your lordship. If you think we are able to understand them, kindly describe who they are. Purport. The order carriers of Yamaraj, being very much aggrieved because of their defeat by the four Vishnudutas, wanted to bring them before Yamaraj and, if possible, punish them. Otherwise, they desired to commit suicide. Before pursuing either course, however, they wanted to know about the Vishnudutas from Yamaraj, who is also omniscient. With their permission, blessings from devotees. In this particular section, we see there is a conversation between the Yamadutas and Yamaraj, the servants and the master, and their dealings are described in this particular chapter. Yesterday, His Grace Kaustubh Prabhu was telling about three different kinds of servants and how they ultimately achieve devotional service. So I was thinking to elaborate on that aspect, because devotional service is ultimate to render service and become servants. So how these dealings are important in our lives, and we have to take care of it. So basically, he was telling there are three kinds of servants: first class, second class, and third class. So sometimes spiritual master may ask, "Get me a glass of milk." Get me a glass of water, and servant may come with a glass of milk. Then spiritual master asks, "But where is the water?" Servant will say, "Water is in the milk." So this kind of service he's bringing, rendering service, but doing something which is not desired by the spiritual master. That is like third class or servant who's doing something opposite or not desired, but is trying to render some service somewhere, therefore he is servant. Similarly, the second class means he does the job as he was told. So he just gets a glass of water to the spiritual master. And first class means he actually, by rendering a lot of service, he knows the exact mood of spiritual master. So he knows if water is stored in an earthen pot is good, or some Ayurvedic herbs that enhances its quality. And he brings such kind of water which pleases the spiritual master. So in this way, there are three types of servants who are trying to render service, and accordingly, they please the master. In this case, we can say at least the Yamadutas are at least second-class servants, because they are doing the job as was told by Yamaraj, to capture the conditioned souls, sinful conditioned souls at the time of death. But in the course, something happened and they were kind of baffled and bewildered. So basically, it is as we come to Krishna consciousness, most of us begin from this third class type of service. And how one becomes a second class or a first class devotee, that takes two things: purity of heart and humility. Two things. If one doesn't have a separate desire to enjoy, then probably he will be able to do the things as he was told. And if he has humility, then he'll accept his fallen situation and he takes shelter of the instructions and does things accordingly, like that. So now here, in this particular dealing, Yamadutas, although they are kind of second class servants, they had no idea about the relationship between Yamaraj and Vishnudutas or Vishnu. They had no idea. So while they are trying to serve Yamaraj, but at the same time they did something which would actually hurt Yamaraj, when they were against Yamadutas, arguing with them, or actually they're angry with them. So much so, Prabhupada says in the purport, that they wanted to bring them to Yamaraj and wanted also to punish them. And if they cannot do it, out of frustration, they want to commit suicide also. So this is, they didn't understood the relationship. Therefore, although they are serving, in the process, they are doing something which would ultimately not please Yamaraj in one sense. So Prabhupada says in one of the purport in that section where Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami surrenders to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there Rupa Goswami, out of his humility, they say, "We are serving these meat eaters and all these people. So we are even worse than Jagai Madhai," like that they were explaining, out of humility. And in the purport, Prabhupada says one place that sometimes the dogs, although they are faithful servant of the master, sometimes they bark at innocent people without any cause. So although they are serving master, at the same time they are doing something, because they are attached to master, they are proud of something, and they may commit offense like that. So here the Yamadutas, because they thought Yamaraj is everything in this creation, ultimate master, and they have a power to check everyone. So when they were checked, they unnecessarily kind of argue with Yamadutas and, you know, almost ill-motivated against them. Although Vishnudutas themselves are innocent in one sense. So when there is pride, it's very difficult to render proper service. So when they are defeated, they are quite frustrated, they are baffled, and now they are approaching Yamaraj. So one good thing is about these personalities, Yamadutas, that when they are baffled, when they are kind of frustrated, they are approaching back to their master, Yamaraj, and they are asking, "If you think you are able to understand them, kindly describe who they are." So this shows that humility aspect of these two persons, Yamadutas. Although they have done something which is wrong and they are not able to come out of it, still they are approaching and asking who they are, and kind of submitting. And of course, Yamaraj is a Paramahansa Vaishnava, and although he knows in his heart that these people have already committed some offense, and because of this humble enquiry, he is trying to help them. Like in Guru Puja, we sing, "Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adhama Janara Bandhu." Adha Majana means they are already committing so many mistakes. They have no proper etiquettes, kind of fallen. But the spiritual master, he helps no matter how fallen a person is. So sometimes the patient goes to the doctor, and doctor applies medicines, and it may be painful, so he may scream. And just because he is screaming, sometimes he may feel bad about the doctor also. Why is he doing like this? Why should not do like that? But somehow or other, if he continues to surrender, besides all the pain, he will recover. But if he starts finding fault with the doctor and goes away, then there is no question of recovery. He will simply rot in misery. So in this way you can see, when a servant approach to spiritual master, he is like doctor and he applies medicines, you know, different way. And these medicines, when act, there will be pain. But when there is pain, one has to continue no matter what happens. And in this way, he can actually become from third class to second class, from second class to first class, like that. We can see how in many of the past times these things are displayed. So there are many people who came to Srila Prabhupada, and they all had different backgrounds, different kind of fallen situations. But whoever surrendered to Prabhupada, whoever faithfully served, Prabhupada immediately accepted them and purified them. We know this one of this person, His Grace Haridas Prabhu, who is in the Jew, now doing so many services. He had a background of very bad background, grew up in a bad association. But when he surrendered, Prabhupada immediately accepted. And in other cases we see, there is one devotee who became doubtful regarding Prabhupada's teachings, regarding moon landing, basically. So he had big doubts regarding Prabhupada's statement against moon landing. So Prabhupada allowed him to go because with that doubtful mentality, he could not continue to surrender. So instead of allowing him to stay and offend, it's better to let him go. So Prabhupada allowed him to leave also. So those who accept with humility a helplessness, because we have bad background, there is helplessness, and continue to surrender, the disease will automatically get cured. But if we not surrender, then the medicines will not act and disease will worsen. Also in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime, we see how the first class servants behave. They never doubt or see fault in the activities of the Lord, although the Lord activities may be contrary to their expectations. So when the Lord wants to go to South India, nobody wants him to go, in one sense. But he wants to go. So in this way, there is a contradiction of situation, where Lord wants to go and they don't want him to go. But ultimately they accept the Lord's decision, although in their heart they didn't want him to go. Lord is always independent. Similarly, there may be little contradictions in the expectation, but when the contradiction is there, one has to accept the decision of master. Now, why one has to serve master? What happens if a person does not surrender to a spiritual authority especially? If he does not surrender to spiritual authority, that means he is already surrendered to his own ego, his own senses. So if you don't accept a master as a spiritual authority, that means we have already accepted our senses and ego as our masters. And as long as we have our ego and senses as our master, it is very difficult to surrender to spiritual authority, because they don't allow. These masters will always keep us away from surrendering to a spiritual authority. So therefore, if one doesn't serve a spiritual master, he serves his own ego. And because he serves his ego, he automatically lands up in miserable situation, sufferings. Why there is suffering? Because ego or sense gratification means selfishness. One has to serve his own senses, own ego. And when he tries to serve himself, he automatically loses relationship. And there is a loss of relationship, there is suffering, basically. But whereas, when a person serves without ego to spiritual master, there is sweet relationship and there is bliss. But somebody may say, how about I will serve my family, I will serve my nation or my country. But Prabhupada clearly says these are not exactly service, selfless service. There is selfishness in it, extended sense gratification. Suppose I serve India, that means I automatically don't serve Pakistan. That means I lose relationship with Pakistan. Because there is not, relationship is not complete, therefore there has to be some problems. There will be war, so many things, which will lead to miseries. But when we serve Krishna and spiritual authorities, they don't have their own agenda for sense gratification. They're all selfless. They don't have their own ego that comes in between. Because of that, the relationship is complete. Anybody is allowed. Anybody is welcome. And as a result, there is complete bliss. So, when we see that how the servant serves the master without ego or desire for sense gratification, then there is actual bliss. But one may say, why should I serve God? After all, it is for his sense gratification. What is the advantage? One may ask like that. Because when one serves the master, he always gets the protection of master from all kind of calamities. In this case, we can see this Yamadutta saying that how, as soon as the sinful Ajamila uttered the name Narayan, these four beautiful men immediately arrived and reassured him, saying, do not fear, do not fear. That means, when a person serves in unalloyed devotional service to the Lord, he is guaranteed protection. So in this case, Ajamila, of course, he was addressing his own son, whose name was happened to be Narayan. But when he called out Narayan, the real Narayan, the Lord, responded. Just like sometimes, there may be two persons having same name. And when he call out, both of them will respond. But when one of them finds out that he was actually not calling me, he will go away. He will not stay. But in case of Lord, although he was not called for, he responded, not only responded, he actually saved Ajamil. So Ajamil had some kind of pious credit, which he was practicing previously, as Krishna promises in Gita, Naha Vikramana Asasti. There is no diminution in this path. And therefore, when Ajamil called out, he also remembered about the Lord, and Lord also responded. Then what to speak of when one serves the Lord consciously without any selfish motive? We can see in case of Gajendra, the Lord actually himself comes. In case of Rajamali, he sent his representatives. But in case of Gajendra, who was in full consciousness of the Lord himself arrived to shave him. So Gajendra was, in his previous birth, was a king, Indradyumna Maharaj, and he was a devotee. But somehow or other, he was called to become an elephant, although he had no faults. And because he was a devotee, he accepted that curse on his head without any objections. So when he was in trouble, Krishna helped him to remember about him. So although initially he was crying out to save himself from this torture which the crocodile was causing him, but as soon as he remembered the Lord, he forgot about the torture and started calling out to the God for his own liberation. And immediately the Lord arrived and rescued him. So in this way we can see, when the servant develops proper attitude and renders service, ultimately the Lord comes and rescues him. And when one hears submissively to the spiritual authorities, like Yamaraj, although he could understand that these two people have committed some mistakes by arguing with the Vishnudutas and so many things, but still, because they were submitting, he is now answering. He is in fact going to glorify these two persons because they chanted Narayan. Normally, because their job was to always reclaim the sinful persons, and they used to always go to people who have committed sins, they never heard about Narayan till this past time, because no sinful person would actually chant Hare Krishna. So they would go to catch them, and they never heard of Narayan. But in this case, because Narayan had some, Rajamala had some Brahminical background, and because of that, he named his son Narayan, and so many things happened. They got to hear about Narayan for the first time. And because they got the association of Ajamil, although he was sinful, he chanted Narayan, and they are now going to hear more about Narayan from the mouth of Yamaraj. So we can see Srila Prabhupada, he actually reached America on this day, and he glorified this holy name all over. So many people heard about it, and many accepted, many became purified, many became pure devotees. And many may not be, you know, actually accepted the whole thing. But still, even if they say Hare Krishna, they chant against Hare Krishna, still, they're going to benefit people. So, there is no doubt Prabhupada's contribution in this regard is tremendous. And nobody would actually able to recognize the glories of holy name without Srila Prabhupada's contribution, the way he did it. And in his own example, he showed that how he is also a first-class servant. He not only did what he was told, but he knew exactly what is the mood of his spiritual master. And accordingly, he performed this seva, and as a result, we can see such a wonderful ISKCON has been established. So, thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki? Yeah. Have a question?
Yeah. This question I have from very long time. We have heard that Indra and Brahma is a post. Even we were Brahma previously. But like Lord Shiva is not a post, he is a person. So I want to ask, Yamaraj is a post or he is a person?
I think it's a post. Yeah. It's a post.
Okay. Because today only you mentioned that Yamdudas want to suicide. So I didn't get it. They want to suicide means what they actually want to do?
Because they were frustrated. Because they have always won in their life. in reclaiming the sinful souls. But now they're suddenly defeated. So they couldn't understand why we were defeated. They thought, because that ego was hot, the pride was hot, that we always can get what we want, now we cannot get. So the ego was hot. So because although they're serving Yamaraj, because they're not very pure devotees, they had their egos. That ego caused problem. As a result, they wanted to commit suicide. So if the ego is not there, then there is no question of any lamentation, any baffled, any miseries, simply bliss. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki, Itai Kod Premanande.